"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. We're on the radio 1 till 4. Then after 4 o'clock, you listen to the John and Ken on demand podcast and you pick up anything you missed. It's on the iHeart app. So go do that.
In 15 minutes, our final keyword will be revealed for your chance at some money. The KFI Inflation Compensation Contest continues. And it will continue to 420 and 520 with Tim Conway Jr. All right, a lot to get to this hour, but I guess if you're Donald Trump, you don't really like to look at your mail because there could be a letter telling you that you're a target of an investigation.
Every few days.
The latest comes from the special counsel. This is in the federal government. And this deals with the 2020 election results. An investigation into whether or not Trump was plotting to overturn those results.
And overthrow the government.
One of my favorite terms in here, to the idea of having false electors, false state electoral votes, certification of state electoral votes and having false electors. Let's talk to Royal Oaks, legal analyst from ABC News, about this latest possible indictment.
Royal, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing great. Yeah, it probably did ruin Donald Trump's Sunday evening when he got the letter. And it shouldn't come as a shock, although I think a lot of people, guys, focused on Jack Smith, the special prosecutor, as the guy going after the Mar-a-Lago documents, the boxes and so on. Remember, Donald Trump just blasted him, calling him a thug and a raging lunatic, which seems strange. I mean, it's an imperfect analogy, but if you're, you know, in San Quentin, you don't want to call the warden a thug and a lunatic. But that's Donald Trump's strategy. But what people didn't know is that this guy, Jack Smith, is interested not only in the documents, but also in what you just described, namely, did Donald Trump illegally try to overturn the 2020 election? So based on past experience, the fact he got this letter saying you're a target, you're invited to come down and testify before the grand jury if you like, means probably in about 3 weeks we will get another indictment, number three in the series against Donald Trump.
So a target means we're likely to indict you.
Exactly right. If you go back over the experience of countless people and dealing with these federal prosecutors, that's the strong signal. And part of it is just fairness. You do want to give a target the chance to testify before the grand jury if you want. We don't know, though, what Jack Smith thinks he has up his sleeve. Now, it might be, you know, Donald Trump gave that January 6th speech and he incited a riot. Or, you know, Donald Trump tried to steal the Georgia election. Or, Ken, what you were just saying, the electors, now talk about inside baseball. The electors are picked based on the winner in each state, and they vote in the Electoral College. Well, what Trump did was he said to himself, hey, I'm going to win my fraud argument, so we better have a slate of electors lined up who are partial to me that can do their job once we win in the court. And what Jack Smith, the prosecutor, is saying is, no, that sounds innocent. It's really not. You're interfering with the legal process. It's like falsely reporting a crime to the cops. And so that may be one of the crimes that Jack Smith is trying to get Donald Trump on.
So it could be any of these categories. It could be fake electors. It could be the January 6th riot. It could be interfering in the Georgia vote. Any or all of these could be used as charges against him.
Exactly right. We don't know which ones that Jack Smith might feel he has up his sleeve. But we do know, of course, that the Trump counteroffensive continues. Once again, he's calling names against Jack Smith. And the thing he has going for him short term, as you know, you've talked about this, short term, it's a bonanza for Donald Trump to get indicted. He makes millions in fundraising. Nobody's talking about Chris Christie or any of the other challengers. And he gets his counter argument out there. The problem is long term. Public opinion polls say that American public isn't too comfortable with somebody running for president if he's under a criminal indictment. Well, how about multiplying that by two, three or four times? And cynics, of course, say this is the Democrat playbook. We want to weaken Donald Trump. We don't want to destroy him. We wanted to limp into the convention. He'll win. He's the only guy on the planet Joe Biden can beat. And as a result, we've set up a loser. And meantime, all the other Republicans, you know, they suffocate for lack of oxygen in the room.
This sounds bigger than a box of documents, though.
It does feel bigger because people look at the document thing and say, okay, look, if you gave, you know, the name of a CIA agent in Lebanon, fine, you're in deep trouble. If you disclose the nuclear codes to a Wall Street Journal reporter, fine. But that didn't happen. It was just a bunch of stuff in the documents, and probably nothing bad happened other than allegedly he broke the Espionage Act. But the stuff about overturning an election, people get sensitive about that. Did he incite a riot? Was he trying to steal the election? You know, Trump has an answer for all this. Trump's answer is, it was a perfect call, folks. I sincerely believed I won Georgia, and I wanted fraud investigators to prove it. So that's why I called the Secretary of State in Georgia. I said, look, just find me 12,000 votes. That's all I need. Translation, I'm not trying to ask you to break the law. Just work harder at finding fraud, which Rudy Giuliani's been unable to do because of the hair dye dripping down his face. That's the innocent explanation. Jack Smith isn't buying it, and Jack Smith is hoping that a jury won't buy it either.
Well, how long before we might see some actual indictment here?
Well, the betting is about 3 or 4 weeks, could be in a few days, could be Labor Day, but probably 3 or 4 weeks. And then we're all familiar with the drill from Stormy Daniels in New York and Jack Smith's case in Miami. There will be an arraignment shortly after of the indictment. Trump will show up. He won't look happy. He'll plead not guilty. And the judge will either go along with Trump's side and say, oh, well, let's set this trial for 2025. You're a busy man. In which case, Trump is thinking, I get elected again. I pardon myself. My attorney general dismisses the case. And everybody's happy. Whereas the prosecution, Jack Smith will say, no, justice must be swift. You know, we'll give him a little extra time to get ready for trial, but we'd really like it in the first half of 24. So you got the political and the legal issues really intersecting with each other.
All right. Royal Oaks, thank you so much for coming on and giving us all this legal stuff. Thank you.
You bet.
All right. ABC legal analyst Royal Oaks on the latest possible indictment of former President Trump. Once again, it's coming from the special counsel and the U.S. Justice Department, and this deals with the 2020 election results and perhaps Trump's efforts to overturn the results, which gave the election to Biden. Trump is in Iowa, and he's doing a town hall with Sean Hannity. So I'm sure this will come up as part of the discussion. Meanwhile, there is, you may have heard of them, the No Labels Party. And they're calling themselves No Labels for an obvious reason. We're not Democrat. We're not Republican. We're some sort of moderate, central, third choice for people. And they claim that they will present a candidate for a third party by Super Tuesday if it's clear by then that it's going to be Trump against Biden. They think that's where the public is calling out for an alternative, and that's when they would move to nominate somebody.
They're going for Joe Manchin, the West Virginia senator who's been a pain in the ass to Biden for the last 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
Not going
he doesn't
along
vote along the party lines,
but,
right?
You know, he can run for re-election as a senator, except Trump wins West Virginia with like 68-69% of the vote.
Yeah.
And the governor of West Virginia is running for the same Senate seat. He's a Republican and would beat Manchin easily, according to the polling. So Manchin is looking for a way out of that race, and he needs another job. And
if it's Manchin, the Democrats think it's going to hurt them a bit more.
Yeah.
Obviously, he'd draw some votes away from Biden.
And he would get a Republican vice presidential candidate. One guy that was appearing with him was the former Utah governor, John Huntsman.
But it could be any
number of people.
These are not people, though, that stoke any excitement, I guess.
No, it would maybe get a certain percentage of people who can't stomach Trump or Biden.
Right.
And it would be a protest vote of sorts. I don't think they're going to be standing for this, for something that gets people excited, because by their nature, they're centrists. So they're not.
The idea is not to be wild.
Yeah. Right. And people respond to extreme agendas nowadays. It used to be centrist was pretty much the way the government was run for many decades. And now they're completely out of fashion. And now it's lunatic time.
Well, speaking of that, when we return, we'll talk about somebody described in a Wall Street Journal article by a longtime political consultant as, well, his Uncle Teddy was a mainstream liberal Democrat. RFK is a nutcase. That's simply all they had to say about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He's polling in the teens. We'll talk about the odd coalition of people that are supporting him. Some from the far right, some from the left, including some tech executives. That's next. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right. Well, he's younger, he's fitter, he's ready. We're talking about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He, of course, is running for the Democratic presidential nomination. He's polling in the teens. He gets attention in spurts, I would say. He's supposed to testify before a House committee soon, but there are some who said he should not be allowed to testify because, well, he's a wacko. The story that popped up last week, and I actually read this column. You know why I read this column? Kennedy was holding court at an Upper East Side restaurant. This is in Manhattan. And he started talking about COVID-19. But the reason I read the column in the New York Post, it was an exclusive by one of the reporters, is that eventually one guy got up and just started blowing out farts everywhere. And I just said, I got to read this. Did you read that column?
I did read that, yes.
Two guys got into a fight over climate change, and one of them decided to rip one.
The guy settled it.
It's described as a raucous booze and fart-filled dinner.
Yeah, he committed his own climate change.
Well, what Kennedy allegedly said is that there's an argument that COVID-19 was ethnically targeted. It attacks certain races disproportionately. COVID-19 is targeted to attack Caucasians and black people. The people who are most immune are, what is it, Ashkenazi Jews and Chinese. That's how he put it. Later on, he said, I did not say that. I said, I do believe that they can make biological weapons to target people's ethnicities, but I didn't say that particular thing. But this is all in quotes from this reporter.
That may sound crazy, but there are genetic differences between, the different tribes here on the planet.
But what if you're a whole bunch of ethnic backgrounds?
Well,
how are they going to target you?
I don't know if they can target someone specifically, but I could see, theoretically now, maybe this is on the edge of science fiction, I don't know, but I could see that they could adjust the virus so that it attacks, certain genetic properties that a certain tribe has. I don't think that's
what he's claiming he actually said. But of course, obviously, it gets a lot more attention they did it to spare the Chinese and some certain Jewish people.
You can't talk out loud and just brainstorm or just talk off the top of your head in a what-if manner. Yeah, because you have all these jackals who intentionally distort and amplify and edit it and put it on social media, and then it gets further exaggerated by the press. I don't know. I don't know exactly what he said. Maybe we'll never know exactly what he said. But it is interesting, and I think that might be possible. I think it might be possible that people might have a genetic predisposition, depending on how this virus was in the midst of being manufactured. They were doing enhancements on it. And it was paid for by the U.S. government and Fauci. And that's what these Chinese researchers were doing. They were enhancing. They were changing the virus. Maybe they thought they were doing it for a good reason. Maybe it was for a bad reason. But they were doing it, and you can do it, and who knows how far you can go with it. And the idea, well, just because he used the word Jews or Chinese, oh, you can't say that. Well, yes, we can say that.
Well,
all right, so too bad if you don't like it. Cover your ears and you know, go to your mommy.
Except when you're running for president and you present this without any evidence, it does become something that can be attacked. It's not just an opinion by a guy in a bar.
But if you're talking privately among people, you can't say whatever you want. Things have to be presented in their proper context accurately.
Well, he was holding court in a restaurant rather publicly, so I wouldn't say it was a private conversation. So
yeah, but it wasn't exactly a public conversation either. It was a conversation. Yeah, it's just, you know what? Robert Kennedy's insane. I grant that. But I am interested in people who have unusual ideas. I am interested in people who look at things a different way. I don't think the consensus route is working for us. Everybody agreed on the consensus of COVID, and it turned out they were wrong about a lot of things, and some things we were outright lied to. So I don't trust these consensuses, and I am interested in the one guy, you know, out by himself with a different idea. He could just listen. You don't have to agree. You don't have to have a heart attack over it.
He, of course, claims that childhood vaccines are linked to autism. The CIA killed his uncle, and he's wondered whether Wi-Fi exposure leads to cancer. He's getting support from sort of a couple of odd coalitions, some of the right-wing conspiracy theorist people, particularly on the vaccines and such, like what he's having to say. And Wall Street Journal did a story that some of the tech people are warming to him, too, although they've supported losers before. Remember this Twitter co-founder, Jack Dorsey?
Well, these guys are anarchists. They believe in disruption and destruction of society. That's what turns them on. What was Facebook's motto? Move fast and break things. And that became the motto for all the Silicon Valley executives. It's like, you know, let's disrupt. Let's pour venture. I was just reading an article on how Uber was financed. Uber has lost billions and billions of dollars. But the idea was undercut all the taxi cab prices. And then create this monstrous momentum that Uber was taking over that world. Go public, cash out. You're a billionaire now.
That was the plan, right?
And it worked. You know, if when Uber went
cash out before it all collapsed.
That's what the venture capitalists do. They put in a lot of money, they suffer big losses, and then they cash out at the back end.
The stock price is high, right?
And now, you know, they've left it for dead basically because everyone agrees there's no chance for Uber or Lyft to ever make a profit unless they have driverless cars. That because you just have to pay the drivers too much money,
right?
For a profit, and so they've created a business that cannot succeed unless there is some incredible innovation that hasn't quite been perfected yet.
Right. Well, some of them like him because he combats the pharmaceutical companies. Some believe Kennedy is a big believer in the free markets. So the tech people would be more free to do this stuff they have with all this talk about regulation. He's just drawing sort of this odd sort of collection of, it seems, diametrically opposed people and their political philosophies.
Yeah, except there's a common theme is he's rebelling against all the established entities.
Yes, and you're right now, looking at Biden and Trump, a lot of people are looking for anybody that sounds different.
Yeah, the established entities, you know, the pharmaceutical companies are abusive. And nobody speaks out against them. The media doesn't speak out against them. Look how many pharmaceutical commercials are on television. Do you think you're going to get one of the mainstream networks to run an expose on how corrupt and destructive and dangerous a lot of the drugs are from the pharmaceutical companies? No. Most of the commercials on a newscast are for drugs because their audience is older.
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Just to follow up for a second, because I was talking about how Robert Kennedy is going after certain big business interests. That story I told you about Uber. Do you know there was a venture capital company called Benchmark that invested $12 million into Uber, and they walked away with $5.8 billion after it went public, and they cashed in, even though the company itself never has made a dime. Benchmark made $5.8 billion from the investment.
I consider that smart. Smart investing.
Yeah, but there
wish
was...
Wish I'd have thought of it.
But there was
you
no...
Make sure you turn before the whole thing goes south because it's unsustainable.
They did. But, I mean, there was no wealth created, is what I'm saying.
No.
They got $5.8 billion out of thin air.
That's often how the stock market works, though.
Yeah. No profits.
No. Because, you know, people always say, oh, if I only had bought Apple stock in 1982, right?
Yeah.
And that's still going today, and that'd be worth a lot of money. But, you know, what if Apple had gone south after a few years and should have cashed out? You say that's just the chance you take.
But the venture capitalists put money in, and for any particular investment, it doesn't really matter if the company ever goes profitable. Uber may never, ever turn a profit until it goes out of business or gets sold or merged or something. But it's about investing and creating hype,
right,
and then getting out.
Now, then it's the idiots that came before you and got fooled by the pyramid scheme that's going on there. It's too bad. That's kind of the American way.
Yeah, I know.
There's a sucker born every minute.
But I think, you know, that's what Kennedy is speaking to some extent. That, you know, this whole system's rigged here.
That goat.
It's not. Yeah, I still can't believe he's going to get any traction with that goat voice.
No, Biden's not going to debate him, so he's just going to do a bunch of forums.
You imagine that? Biden and Robert Kennedy.
Robert Kennedy.
Oh.
Well, as I said to Ted over here. Speaking of Biden, he's come back with a new plan to forgive student debt. It's a lot smaller than the first one. The one the Supreme Court struck down would have cost $400 billion. This one, they're saying, would be about $39 billion, 804,000 borrowers. It's kind of complex. It deals with the rules of repayment. It can cap your monthly payment plan, and eventually you could end up having the whole thing forgiven. So he's trying to come in a smaller side door here. people still wonder whether or not this is legal, but they believe it doesn't rely on the same legal premise that we use to try to forgive most of the student loan debt, the big bills that the Supreme Court turned aside. So several experts I'm reading say this is on really sound legal footing, this plan. So well, it is much smaller in size.
They're using the excuse that this program had administrative errors.
Yes, that's what they're saying.
Improperly calculated the amount of money that was owed and what the schedule should be to pay it back.
And it unfairly, or it didn't keep accurate track of your progress toward forgiveness. Because apparently you can have your debt automatically discharged the way the program worked, depending on your income level and so far. It says here, borrowers who make regular payments, generally for 20 to 25 years, get their remaining loan balances erased. Mm-hmm. And the Biden administration is claiming that the government hasn't kept up, the Department of Education, with people who qualify to have their loans.
It's too complicated for anybody to get upset about.
Yeah, probably it is. I'm sure somebody will challenge it. The other story we've been watching that deals with the Biden administration is what's going to happen to Julie Hsu? Julie Hsu used to head the Labor Department in California, and of course, she was the dunce that oversaw the debacle with all the fraud that was taken from our unemployment department, the Education Development, Unemployment Development Department. And of course, she was rewarded with a promotion to Washington. She became Deputy Labor Secretary, and now she's Acting Labor Secretary. She's probably not going to get it confirmed because a couple of Democrats, among them, there's Joe Manchin again, John, is not going to vote for her.
Because she's an incompetent boob.
Not going to vote for
her. She should not be anywhere near government. You blow $30 billion. You gave it away to fraudsters. You're sending checks to death row inmates, to Scott Peterson. Of course, you should never be near government. But
then also, she's a big proponent of Assembly Bill 5.
Yeah.
Which destroyed. We were just talking about the Uber drivers and stuff, the self-employed people of California. They want to bring that to the federal level, probably with her at the helm. Well, the update is it probably doesn't matter. She can be what they call the forever nominee. Apparently, the way the laws work, particularly when it comes to the Labor Department, is that she can perform the duties until a successor is appointed. That means if no successor is ever appointed, she will continue to perform the duties. So she may have the title of acting Secretary of Labor as long as Biden is president, which could end
tomorrow,
a year and a half from now, tomorrow, or a year and a half from now, or whatever, if he loses in 2024. But many other federal job openings are governed by the Vacancy Act, which requires replacements for certain federal agencies within a time constraint of 210 days. But the Labor Department doesn't fall under that. So possibly the strategy here of the Biden administration is to just make her a forever nominee. And if it never gets voted on in the Senate, she'll just sit there as the acting secretary until the end of time.
We should do a Gould pool just for Biden.
What does that mean?
Everybody selects a date and time. And the closest ends up winning.
Even if that's 20 years from now?
No, it won't be 20.
could we have the Secret Service coming to our door? Or?
No, we're just a betting operation.
I see.
But yeah, we could put like a year and a half time frame on it between now and inauguration day of 2025.
Oh, they have to pick a date within that time
frame. Yeah.
Oh, well, we could do that.
Nobody...
That's a super Gould pool.
Yeah, right. Presidential Gould pool.
Chuck Schumer said, I think she'll be a very good labor secretary. We're working hard to get her approved. Remember, they eventually got Garcetti approved. We thought that was dead.
Yeah.
But a few Republicans voted for him. I don't think any Republicans are voting for her.
Yeah, I mean, they're both incompetent boobs. This is just an indictment of everything.
Right.
In the private sector, these people would not be considered for anything responsible.
Says here they're only one vote short. She wouldn't say who it is, but it's Joe Manchin, obviously.
Yeah.
He declared a few days ago he's not voting for her.
Well, they would need another vote because they have a 51-49 edge. That would make it 50-50 with Manchin and then Kamala Harris.
Is it?
There must be some other Democrat against her as well.
Well.
But, it's a rigged system anyway. She doesn't matter if she has the official title or not.
Yeah.
She's
failing upwards.
All from California, too.
Okay.
All these awful cabinet members.
Oh, yeah. They're all from California, right?
Yeah.
Senators and cabinet members.
It's
and
not
vice
just
presidents.
Their politics. It's they're bad at their job. I don't think it's a political issue to give away $30 billion to criminals.
Yeah.
That's not a Democrat or Republican thing. That's just, wow, you stink.
John and Ken, KFI AM 640. Live everywhere. iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Yep, we're almost done, but you can check out the show on John and Ken on demand at KFIAM640.com, the iHeart Radio app. A story that popped up this morning got a lot of attention because it would be rather unusual for any American to defect to North Korea. But the update is it was a U.S. soldier. He was being sent home because, well, he had actually been in prison on some assault charges. And I guess he didn't want to face military discipline. So he blended in with a group of tourists. He was being sent home from South Korea, by the way. Blended in with a group of tourists who were bound for the demilitarized zone. And then he bolted across the border into North Korea. Good luck, Travis King.
He's an American.
Private Second Class Travis King, not wearing handcuffs.
He
was being escorted by military police as far as they could go, which is a security checkpoint at the airport. He then ran and blended in with this tour group, made his way to the demilitarized zone, and then bolted across the border, where he was grabbed by North Korean police, and they now have him. So,
what are they going to do with him?
We don't know. You don't get much out of North Korea as far as information or anything.
Well, is he Korean? Is that his ethnicity? Or
No.
He
enlisted in January of 2021. He had just been released from a South Korean prison where he'd been held on assault charges. He was facing additional military disciplinary actions and was going to be returned to Fort Bliss, Texas. I guess he decided he'd take his chances in North Korea. So he just bolted.
Yeah, it was hard to find a photo of him. He's black. And he's from...
Does it say what state?
It says he has a connection to Wisconsin.
Yeah, I don't...
His mother lives in Racine, Wisconsin.
Yeah, we have American military who are obviously in North Korea.
So he wasn't going to visit the homeland. I did.
No. He didn't want to... Whatever the assault charges were, and maybe he thought the road ahead was so bad that he would take his chances in North Korea. So he came up with a plan.
Yeah, he was going to face disciplinary action. Oh, so he thought that going to North... Boy, oh boy, he is not thinking straight.
No, that's not going to work.
I don't
know that we're going to do a lot to get him back. It depends on the family.
Let him go. He's nuts.
You know, this is the first time since August of 1962, a man by the name of James Drasnok also defected to North Korea. According to his sons, he was still there when he died of a stroke in 2016.
He's not mentally well. He stayed there from 1962 to 2016?
Yeah. He lived. I think he married. Yeah. I think I saw a story on him a few years ago when he died. You know, you can take a tour of the DMZ. It's been ongoing since the 1960s. Private companies will take you right there on the border between the two nations. And
now there's a vacation.
Where what's his name is shooting missiles, right?
Yeah. Let's go to the demilitarized zone.
Is it all inclusive?
That's a good question, right? Comes with a special appearance by the North Korean leader, right?
Part of me wants
Kim Jong Un, whatever his name is, Kim Jong Un.
Part of me wants to go to weird places like that.
Oh, I do too.
That's a tough sell at home, though. But
I do too. I considered a trip to South Korea this year, but just it looked like it didn't work out logistically. I don't know if I would have gone to the DMZ if I was there, but who knows?
Like a tour of North Korea, Iran.
Wouldn't you like to go to Russia right now? No, I guess not.
I went to Russia once.
Yeah, but that's before all this.
I know. Now, right now, no. You get thrown out of a hotel window. It's no fun.
No, just say you love Putin, and you'll be fine.
Conway's here.
Hey, now, but if you went to Russia and you didn't get kidnapped, would you find that offensive? Like they grabbed Griner.
You're unworthy of kidnapping.
I'm not important enough to kidnap. When I was in Russia, I did feel a little nervous because I was work here at a radio station, right? And I just assume that they track that stuff, like who works for American media, and we'd be spies.
Oh, that's interesting.
I went to China. Yeah. I thought of that, too.
Yeah. Right. So I was a little nervous because my wife and I don't know why we did this. We actually left our kids on the cruise boat, and they were much smaller then, so that we took a limo or a taxi to go see the Russian opera.
Wow.
And the Russian ballet. And I'd never seen
with who?
With somebody the cruise ship had on board to
get God, what a casual dad.
Yeah, this is like
holy mackerel.
The wackiest thing we ever did as parents. So our three kids are being cared for by some stranger who works for the cruise ship. We're in an unmarked cab. We're going through St. Petersburg, and I realize I have no idea where we are or where we're supposed
may not
to
come
go.
Back.
Oh,
and
my God.
And I start getting a little panicky.
Sure.
And
Brittany Griner.
I start getting paranoid. It's like, wow, maybe they're going to take us off, and we're going to end up in a Russian prison. And
how was the Russian ballet?
Actually, it was really cool.
I'm going to buy you a book.
Yeah.
It's helped my relationship out immensely. It's called How to Say No. Mark Thompson's with us tonight.
Oh, Russian ballet.
Yeah.
Spent a short time there myself as a performer, 3 years in the Russian ballet.
You go to weird places, don't you, Mark?
I try to. Later, Ken, I'm going to a weird place later tonight, actually.
Where are you going tonight?
A poker game.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
It starts there, but you never know when you're going to end up in a private car.
I had a friend who went to Iran. And
That's risky.
Yeah, that I'd be interested in.
That's another country on the list.
That you'd be interested in?
Oh, yeah, I want to go to weird places.
Yeah.
Dangerous places.
He went there 3 years ago.
Wow.
Has he been back?
He's not been back.
No.
We wrote him off. That's a wrap on him. Anyway, tonight we got a lot of news.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks.
That's it?
Wait, he's reading
Tim's
it.
Tim's literally seeing it for the first
he's
time.
He's trying
now.
To see I'm if there's serious. Anything okay. that interests
he
him.
He has to decide. Scanning?
To be fair to Tim, he has to decide what things
that's
to put
right.
out
that's
there.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
In-N-Out is barring their employees from wearing masks. The opposite is happening across the street at Whole Foods. Everybody's got a mask
on. Yeah. 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 Highest density of masks per...
If you miss the pandemic, like the first 2 weeks of it, and you want to go back in time, Whole Foods.
Whole Foods, right? Absolutely.
They're in the first 2 weeks.
When you go to a fast food place, it isn't better to see people wearing a mask, though? I'm not saying they have to wear it, but I think that's great.
I want to see the face.
I don't want to see the face near my burger.
But it creeps me out.
This way they don't spit on your meal.
But they might have diseases.
That's right.
And there are other things besides that COVID stuff. They can sneeze on your burger.
They're infected.
But you remember In-N-Out was one of the first places that says we're not allowing you in with a mask and we're not going to check your vax.
Right.
Yeah.
No vax ID. Right.
They're going for it.
All right. Conway's next.
Big dog.
And Thompson.
Thompson, the side order.
Russian ballet, baby. Come on.
Live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Big dog.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week.
Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.